Ali, let me start with you, because right now I believe Karine Jean-Pierre is really struggling to explain this decision of the president, who is for D.C. statehood, for D.C. home rule, but clearly is nervous about the politics of this crime bill that the D.C. City Council passed over the objections of their own mayor.
Yeah, Chuck, up until this point, the White House had just said that they were not in favor of the House voting to gut this crime bill, but they hadn't really talked about the possibility of Biden, of President Biden vetoing it. Now he's coming out and sort of explaining why, the reason behind his reasoning. He tweeted just a short time ago, quote, "I support D.C. statehood and home rule, but I don't support some of the changes D.C. Council put forward over the mayor's objections, such as lowering penalties for carjackings. If the Senate votes to overturn what D.C. Council did, I will sign it." This is sort of a political test for him. It shows not only, as you mentioned, that he is in favor of keeping that home rule, that unique position by Congress to sort of meddle in the affairs of the D.C. City Councils and D.C. voters, but it also shows ahead of 2024 where President Biden could be going with this. You can imagine had he chose to veto this crime bill that's expected to pass in the Senate when it does come up sometime next week, you can imagine how much Republicans would have seized on that and used that in 2024 for possible campaign ads.